We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by Lesbians Coffee, Hot Beans, Great Coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
With Bailey and TJ jobless, both have considerably more time on their hands. Today, TJ is having lunch with Dina and Jules at her country club.
Hello, Dina Jones.
Dina, it's Bailey. Did you get in touch with the folks at the radio station?
I gave your demo and show breakdown to all my contacts at the local stations. Then I left messages for program directors at both satellite stations. Oh, you know what? I emailed a little internet radio station one of my contacts told me about. It has a growing presence on the net. It's really popular in the community. I promise I'll call you as soon as I hear from someone.
Hey, thanks, Dina. I hope something bites soon. It's been a week and I can't find any work. It's a crappy time for a bartender to be out of work.
I'm sure you'll find something. You know, when I was at Lesbian's Coffee House, I think I remember seeing a Help Wanted sign. I'm not sure what they wanted, though.
Cool. I have a couple places to try. If they don't work out, I guess I'll have to brush up on making espressos instead of martinis. Thanks, Dina.
Good luck, Bailey. I'll give you a call with any news.
Thanks again. Bye.
Sorry about that.
Don't worry, sugar. We know you've got to take your calls sometimes. Do y'all know what you're having for lunch?
My usual, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm thinking a salad sounds good.
I will appropriately be having the Southern Belle. You know, my mama always told me I was a Southern Belle.
Oh, looks delicious.
Oh, I assure you I am. Luckily, so is the salad. Now, girls, when the waitress comes over, let me do the ordering. I've been trying to get her to go out with me for almost a month now.
Jules, is she even a lesbian?
Oh, who knows? Honestly, has that ever stopped me before? Look at her coming this way. Isn't she stunning?
Hello, Miss Wanamaker. Ladies, can I get you something to drink?
Oh, Ruby, darling, please call me Jules. You know how I hate it when you call me Miss Wanamaker.
You know, I will get in trouble for that.
Let's throw caution to the wind and be dangerous. You know, like Thelma and Louise.
Let's just start with drinks, shall we?
Well, we'll have iced teas with lemon. I'll take mine with sugar, but only if it's yours.
I'll be right back with your drinks, ladies.
And I'll be right here waiting with bated breath. Oh, she is just too scrumptious.
Do you really think those crappy lines work? You hate when men use them on you.
Yes, but I'm far more charming. Trust me, girls, I've almost got her.
Oh, crap. There's Bailey's Birkenstock Barbie. You know the one that comes with hairy legs and a journal?
Oh, dear Lord, what is she doing here? I mean, this is a private club.
Just try to ignore her.
So, Jules, once you've got this girl, what will you do with her?
Now, TJ, I know it hasn't been that long since Bailey. Don't tell me you've forgotten what to do with a beautiful woman. Did I say something wrong?
Bailey isn't the most popular person around here these days. Oh, crap, I just made eye contact with what's-her-name, Miffy.
Muffy.
Oh, I thought it was you, Dina. It's, like, so fortuitous that I have seen you here. But that is like the way the universe works, right? Anyway, I just heard from my friend who runs a fanzine online that she wants to publish online, of course, my anthology of poetry. It's called Jungle Goddesses. The poems are like all about earth goddesses in the world that are not human.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you know, like the lioness, the tigress.
Let me guess, the bear ass?
Right, all the beautiful female creatures of the world. I'm, like, so excited because all the proceeds are going to Greenpeace. Oh, and you know, like, since you are Bailey's manager and I thought, like, maybe you could help me find a place to perform them.
Let me see what I can do.
Oh my god, Dina, you are, like, so awesome. I can't wait to tell Bailey that we really can be, like, performance sisters now. This is so great. Well, I guess I'll see you all soon. I hope you all come to my reading.
Oh, Muffy, sweetie, before you run off, how exactly are you allowed to be here? I mean, I don't want to be rude or anything, but this just happens to be a private club.
Silly, I'm a member. Well, bye. Oh, Ruby.
Hey, Muffy. Oh, Muffy, thanks for the soap. My skin has never looked better. Here you go, ladies. 3 teas with lemon.
A member? Soap? Ruby, you know Miss Muffy over there?
I thought everyone knew Mr. Carrington's daughter.
Who's Mr. Carrington?
Seriously?
Not Douglas Carrington.
Seriously?
Who the hell is Douglas Carrington?
TJ, you twit, he owns this damn country club. That's why it's called the Carrington Country Club. Wow. Muffet Carrington. Well, slap my face and call me Jean-Jean. Who knew?
So, have you ladies decided what you're having for lunch today?
Well, that certainly depends on you, honey.
Jules, behave and give the girl our order.
My friend Flicka over here will have the Greek mahi-mahi salad, and plain Jane over there wants a chicken Caesar. And I will have the Southern Belle salad. You know, Ruby, my mama always told
Jules! Thanks, Ruby.
No problem, ladies. I'll put that in and get you some more tea.
Thank you, darling. So you were saying about Bailey?
She's the reason I need to find another job. Lane and I got into a fight at the bar. She is just so annoying and gets me so angry sometimes.
Angry enough to throw beer in her face.
You didn't.
Yeah, but she wouldn't shut up. I was talking to Bailey about Dina and she wouldn't stay out of it.
Wait a minute. You skipped that part about me the first time you told me this. You were talking to Bailey about me? What about and why?
Well, nothing really. She asked if I had heard from you, and I said I hadn't, and...
And?
Well, Dina, I made sure Bailey knew how hard you worked getting her that gig. And I made sure she knew how ungrateful it was she left with that redhead and didn't even bother to say hello to you all night.
You didn't tell her I was crying, did you?
Well, no, not exactly.
Not exactly? TJ, why did you even say anything? It's not your place. My relationship with Bailey is strictly professional. Whatever feelings I have is my problem, not hers. I don't need you telling her anything that she doesn't need to know.
Dina, you are my best friend. Is it so wrong for me to look out for you? You were so upset when she left with that redhead. Why you were, well, that's beyond me. But I don't want to see you get hurt.
Sweetie, I appreciate that. I really do. But I'm a grown woman, TJ. I can take care of myself. My heart has been through far worse situations, I can assure you.
I know. But I also know Bailey, and I just don't want to see you get hurt.
Did you say anything else to Bailey?
No, that was pretty much it. Though she did seem to notice that you were with Jerry the whole night. Seemed a little annoyed about it, too.
Great, just great. I think that's why she went off with that woman, do you?
It's typical Bailey. I mean, she's so like a guy when it comes to feelings. Instead of saying something is bothering her, she'll go off half-cocked, no pun intended, over something so stupid and innocent.
It's not possible she was jealous.
No. I honestly don't know, but the only way to find out is to ask.
Well, I'm not going to do that. She and I have too much going on. And besides, I have a reputation. What would it say about me if I have a fling with my clients?
You are a fool of major proportions, Dina. If there was even the slightest bit of interest on Bailey's part, well, I would be on her faster than flies on a ship pile.
Oh, perfect. Of course, here's lunch.
Tune in next time to find out, will TJ get a job? Will Bailey get a radio gig? And will Jules ever finally get her ruby?
We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by Lesbians Coffee, Hot Beans, Great Coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
A new day has come. Bailey has finally landed a job at Lesbians Cafe, emceeing all their evening events and slinging Java during the day. It's Wednesday night, and the cafe is hosting an open mic night. Bailey, of course, is getting things set up with Lane and Muffy's help.
Hey, Muff, how many people usually come to this thing?
Well, like, attendance has been growing. I think we had our largest turnout last week.
Which was?
It was so great. We had 10 people here. But Bailey, with you hosting, I totally think we could get as many as 15 people this week. Wouldn't that be so awesome?
Shit. Yeah, great.
Patty, one of the owners of Lesbians Cafe, comes over to see how things are going.
Hi, Patty. Like, thank you so much for hiring Bailey to be the official host of our open mic night. Wait till you see how great she is.
Well, Des and I love the demo. She's really the perfect person to run our evening event. We even found a little money in the budget for some extra advertising.
Really? All right, cool. What'd you do?
Well, we put a little blurb in the latest She-Rag, and they even offered to send over a bunch of copies of last month's issue with your profile. We thought it'd be great to have you autograph them.
Oh, great.
Like, so awesome, Bailey. Please make sure you don't sign over the best part of the picture, though.
Shut up, Lane. Don't mind her.
Is there anything else you need right now?
Nope. I think Lane, Muffy, and I can figure it all out. Is there anything you don't want us to do?
Well, I'm going to need a little extra space between the seats tonight. I'm training a new waitress, so she'll be shadowing me. Speaking of which, I need to go get some things ready. Just give a shout if you need anything, girls.
All right. Thanks, Patty.
Hey, Bay, I think this is a good choice. I'm really getting good vibes from here. Patty seems really cool, better than Mary, and at least now you won't have to worry about TJ anymore.
I didn't get into a catfight with her, Lane. You did.
Okay, fine. I won't have to worry about TJ anymore.
Seriously, even if she comes in here, you can't pull that shit again. I like Des and Patty. I want to work here for more than a week. This is great exposure. It's perfect for me.
I'm not going to just sit there if she starts insulting you again.
Dude, I'm a big girl. You think screaming at my ex isn't something I haven't thought about? Execute a little restraint from now on. She's not worth it.
I swear, babe, I don't get you. It's like the things you should react to, you don't. And the things I would never expect you to, you react to.
What are you talking about?
When you and Dina were working on your act last night, she was being a little flirtatious. You were so reacting, drooling even.
So, it was kind of hot.
Oh my god, see?
Uh-oh, like, that is so not good. It's like a violation of client, manager, something.
Oh, stop, come on. You guys know she's hot. I'm all about that.
I don't think it's a good idea, Bay. Your career is, like, at stake.
Jesus, Bailey, you kill me. You always have to go for the brass ring.
Power chicks turn me on. What can I say?
Chairs, chairs. More space. You guys heard Patty.
Power chicks turn you on? Bailey, any hot chick turns you on.
Yeah, but a hot chick with power is way better. What are you getting all bunched up about? It would totally be a hit and run.
That is so not lesbianically PC, Bay.
I'll handle this, Muff. A hit and run, Bailey? This is your manager. She's older than you, she's smarter than you, and she has morals. You were talking about the woman who is coordinating your career. Don't you think a hit and run could hinder that?
You think I can't get her?
What? No, that's not what I meant.
I think you missed the point, Bailey.
Space, Muffy, more space.
Oh, right.
This isn't about getting someone, Bailey. She cares about you.
We're business people, Dina and I. She books me, I make money, she makes money. That much we know. Why would sex change that? I would think it would help it. Maybe even motivate the business part.
You are warped, Bailey James. You're going to ruin it for yourself.
Look, I think she wants me. She's hot, sexy as hell. What is the problem here?
Maybe you should set your sights on someone, like, less, important, Bailey.
Okay, I wouldn't have chosen those exact words, but I sort of agree with what she's saying.
Of course you would. You slept with the miniature golf course manager last summer. Doesn't get less important than that, Lane.
You are such an asshole sometimes. But okay, you want to use that as an example? It didn't hurt anyone or anything.
Quite the opposite. Free putt-putt all summer.
Why are you so convinced that Dina would be hurt? Maybe she just wants to get laid. Ever think of that, Dr. Ruth?
Logically speaking, Bailey, most women don't want to just...
Space Muffy!
Oh, right, okay.
You guys overthink everything. That's why you never have any hot, wild, cage-rattling, monkey sex.
I do.
You do not. Okay, what you're saying is, given the risk you'd fuck Dina just to fuck her and perhaps lose your business manager, thus sinking your semi-lukewarm, almost legitimate career.
Like, excuse me, I do have hot monkey sex.
I didn't mean with yourself, Muffy.
Info blast! I was just the main course in a beautiful, nature-induced outdoor threesome 2 weeks ago at the Blue Blade Campgrounds for a Save the Manatee rally.
What?!
Shut up!
Get out of here!
You guys, like, think that you know me? Yes, I'm a creative artist with a deep soul, but with that comes passion and a sense of adventure and, like, sex. Oh my god, that's the ultimate self-express.
Fuck!
Bailey, don't be so crass. Say, like, making love or sex.
Fuck!
Oh, fuck it is.
What, Bay?
Look who just walked in.
Melissa Tortelli from She-Rag? Ugh.
Mussolini Tortellini?
That was funny, Muffy. Where'd you come up with that?
That's what they call her down at the activist offices because she, like, never donates a single dime for any of our causes. But when she wants something, look out.
All right. Just ignore her. She's only dropping off magazines. Turn around here so she doesn't see us.
As the girls hover towards the wall, Dina walks in, sees them, and heads over to the stage area where they are.
Bailey?
Oh, hey, beautiful. Look at you all dressed up. Very nice.
Oh, thanks. Did you see Melissa Tortelli?
No! Was she here? I must have missed her.
Well, she dropped off some magazines for you to sign later.
We sure know where you could dot the I.
You're killing me with that, Lane.
Well, you should probably go get ready, Bailey. You're gonna go on in just under an hour.
Okay.
Did you do a sound check already?
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No way. It's her. What?
Didn't you know TJ started working here tonight?
Hey, I didn't know the short bus stopped here.
Are you kidding me? You're working here? You're the new waitress?
Yep.
The first order of business, getting the riffraff out.
Bye, Lane.
Eat me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Relax, we're all adults here. We're just gonna have to learn to get along.
Wow, someone's had a therapy session, I see.
She's right, we need jobs. I'm not jeopardizing this, so Lane, you're just going to have to keep your kindergarten comments to yourself.
Flo is right, we can do this. Truce?
Sure thing, Birkenface.
Great, Barbie, I'm looking forward to it.
Tune in next week to find out how the girls handle working together, if Bailey continues to set her sights on Dina, and if anyone else besides Muffy is having hot, wild monkey sex next week on All My Girlfriends. We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by Lesbians Coffee, Hot Beans, Great Coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
Immediately following the open mic hosted by Bailey, the girls are reeling from excitement. The show was an absolute success. Lane, G, and Dina are talking to Patty as TJ cleans up, and Jules chats with some of the women who are at the show.
Now, didn't I tell you she was a pisser? Go on, you can ask her for an autograph. Don't be shy.
No one likes a wallflower, darling. All you do is represent the support beams of the community. Run along now and get yourself a signature from Bailey James, and you tell her Jules sent you.
Bailey, this is so exciting. You were great. Look, another autograph seeker.
Thanks. Oh, you want me to sign that for you? Okay. Thanks for your support, Bailey James.
Mommy, you need some catchy signature lines like love and hot pants, Bailey James.
Aw, she's doing fine.
Wow, Bailey, I have to tell you, this is a first. 57 people and lesbians at once. We've only been open 3 months. That's a new high.
I think everyone just loves your coffee. Look how cute with the little girl names and the stories. I'm trying Brokeback Betty next time. I kind of dig that whole story about the pup tent.
There's a surprise. I thought you'd go for a Miami hottie.
Hey, gee, was that named after you?
Aye, you silly. If it was named after me, it would be called One Sexy Beach. Now, let's talk about the show, Miss Famous Comedian. What's in store for you? Dina, she needs her own talk show.
You know, that's not a bad idea. What do you think about interviewing some local people, Bailey? We could add it to the show, like a segment, maybe format it a little. It would be a great way to get the word out about the show. Everyone loves their 15 minutes of fame. Guests would be easy to come by. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. Patty, you and Des should be the first. I can ask you all sorts of questions about the concept of the business, the coffee. We could talk about the organic thing, the fair trade thing. We can even have music. Oh, come on, will you do it?
Sure, let's put it together this week. We can bill it as The Bailey James Show, live from Les Beans. Is that good, Dina? Can we do something with that?
I'm sure we can. I'll make some calls first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, mommy, this is so exciting. A estrella is born right here, like a little coffee bean sprout.
See, now, what did I tell you? Shoot, sugar, you're on your way up.
Hey, Patty, maybe we should widen the door frame so Bailey can get her head out.
Remove the doors altogether.
Yeah, even better. Hey, babe, does that Pathfinder have a sunroof?
You guys are too much. Okay, I'm going to do the books. I'll be in the office if you need me. Bailey, great job. I'm thrilled with the turnout and the response. And TJ, thanks. That was a good first night.
Okay, well, everything is done. It's still early. Let's go to the Full Moon Saloon and have a few drinks to celebrate. Who's in? Jules? I know you are. G? How about you?
Are you sure? You're usually the one with the sour ball when we're around.
That's sour puss, Shakira. We don't talk about balls and lesbians.
Oh, Miss Jules, I need you to tutor me in English. You speak so perfectly.
Sure, if you like talking like Shania Twain.
By my scorecard, darling, I'm getting way more bees with my honey-drenched southern accent. You and that acid tongue seem to be stuck on zero.
I choose to be celibate based on what's out there.
Oh, really? How's that working out for you? I'm guessing you could use a scratching post right about now.
Okay, girls, to the Full Moon Saloon.
Hey, Bailey, hang on a sec.
You guys go ahead. Save us seats. We'll be right behind you.
As the others leave for the bar, Dina and Bailey step outside into the balmy night air and begin walking to the parking lot.
Bailey, you were so amazing tonight. Really, I have to tell you this. You have it. You have that special something, that spark. I see it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Dina, because I can never tell when it's all going on if it's any good. So I trust you to tell me if I suck.
You could never suck. Don't say that. Listen, I have so many ideas about the show. We could have local business owners, community bigwigs, musicians can come on. You can even do a monologue, have guests, and we can get sponsors, maybe even tape it. This could be so big.
Really? Man, that would be awesome. So we should probably, like, plan on getting together tomorrow during the day and start planning, huh?
Sure, sounds good. Oh, is this your Pathfinder? No sunroof. You sure you can fit your head in there okay?
I think I can. It's pretty roomy, see?
Got the back seat down just in case you pick up a hottie later?
I have a hottie right in front of me.
Oh, right. I bet you say that to all the girls.
Come on, Dina. You felt some sort of spark here, haven't you?
You are a very sexy woman, Bailey. There is definitely no denying that.
Swept up with a moment, Dina and Bailey kiss long and deep. And as Bailey leans Dina against the truck, hiking up her silk skirt, Dina is struck by a moment of clarity.
Bailey, wait, we shouldn't.
That makes it more exciting.
Bailey starts kissing Dina's neck and slowly unbuttons her blouse.
Oh, God, Bailey, if we do this, it'll change things.
I promise it won't change anything.
Bailey kisses Dina, and the two of them carry on in that darkened lot with cage rattling, mind-blowing sex that leaves them both wasted, physically and mentally. And oh yeah, the back seat got used. Later that night, Bailey calls Lane on her cell phone.
Hey, what'd I tell you? It didn't change anything. It happened, and we're cool, and I'm on my way now, so order me a shot and a beer.
I don't know, Bay. Seems like a mistake to me. You sure everything is cool?
Oh, hell yeah. We even talked about how nothing will change.
Well, good luck with it.
At the same time, from her own car, Dina calls TJ.
Oh, TJ, meet me at my house. I think I've ruined everything. I'm such a jerk. God, this changes everything.
Wait, slow down. What happened?
Bailey and I had sex.
What? Dina, why? I told you.
No, but you know, she was so great tonight. She looks so great, and oh my God, what did I do? I'm so stupid.
Did she say anything to you? Did you talk at all before?
She just said it wouldn't change anything, and it has. It's changed everything.
We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by Lesbians Coffee. Hot beans, great coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
TJ is trotting out to her car in the parking lot of the Full Moon Saloon. Lane is right behind her.
What the hell is going on? What did Dina say? Hold on!
I don't have time to explain. Apparently, she and Bailey slept together, and now she's all upset. So I have to go. She's crying. She sounds like a mess.
Wait, I just got a call from Bailey. She's on her way here. She said everything was fine.
Well, it's not. Maybe for Miss Rack'em-up Bailey it's fine, but it's not with Dina. So either get in a car or get out of the way.
Okay, I'm getting in.
Fucking Bailey, God. Can't she ever just back off? Does she have to sleep with every girl that crosses her path?
Look, I'm not in this NASCAR death trap to debate Bailey's morals. I just want to know why Dina is upset.
I don't know why. She just is. Probably because she's a good woman with legitimate feelings for Bailey. Maybe she's pissed she gave in. Dina isn't a one-night stand type of woman. She's never been that way.
I thought she was from West Hollywood. WeHo.
You're stereotyping.
Well, okay, but A, it takes two to tango, and B, they're grown women. You know, you tried kicking my ass for standing up for Bailey, and here you are standing up for Dina. Let them handle it.
I'm not sticking up for Dina or defending her. Oh, I've been there, okay?
We all have at one point or another.
No, I mean in this exact position. I tried to tell Dina. I said, don't do it. Don't like her too much. Lane, you know as well as I do, Bailey only cares about Bailey. She doesn't have room in her life for a girlfriend or a relationship. She's all about instant gratification, and she moves on. She doesn't care about what sex might mean to the other person. Trust me, I know this firsthand. Remember?
And Dina, do you know for a fact that Dina isn't in it for some wham-bam and that's all? She's a Cali girl. She can handle this, can't she?
Okay, let me just tell you. The last three relationships Dina has been in were long-term relationships. 5 years, 6 years, and 8 years. She moved here 2 years ago, after the 8-year one ended. And to the best of my knowledge, she's only been on dinner dates or takes friends to events. But she's really not one to sleep around.
Shit. Bailey said they talked. She said everything was cool. They discussed that nothing would change.
Well, you're an idiot for believing her.
Hey, why am I taking the abuse here when it's her you're mad at?
because you're the closest thing to her right now.
Fuck this. Pull over. I'm getting out.
Oh, no, you're not. You're coming with me, and you're going to sit on the back patio until every last tear has fallen from Dina's eyes. And you're not going to make a peep until I come back down to take you home. Got it?
No way. I shouldn't have to. I didn't do anything wrong. In fact, I told Bailey not to sleep with Dina.
So you knew she intended on getting into Dina's pants, you jerk, Lane. What is wrong with you two? Do you sit around thinking of ways to hurt people?
Oh, listen to Mother Teresa. Let me out of this car now.
Shut up. We're here. Let's go. Don't you dare answer that. I'm warning you, Lane. Don't.
Hey, Psycho, this now qualifies as a full-blown kidnapping. I have every right to answer.
TJ swipes the phone out of Lane's hand.
I said, let's go.
TJ and Lane walk in the front door of Dina's townhouse. There are a few dim lights on. TJ sets her jacket and the cell phones down on a table and looks around. Lane looks up at the vaulted ceilings and gorgeous surroundings.
Wow, check this place out. Is that a hot tub on the patio?
Yeah. Hey, maybe Bailey can bring over some whores and have sex in it right under Dina's nose.
You're seriously ill.
Dina? Deans? It's me, TJ.
I'm upstairs.
Okay, honey, I'm coming up.
I got it all figured out. I'm not gonna love her. Nope, I'm not gonna do it. Not gonna allow her to break my fucking heart. I'm okay now. I've got it all figured out.
Is she drunk?
Yes, go out back and wait for me.
No, it's cold out.
Go! Dina. Sweetie, did you hit the ouzo?
It's left over from Juliana Margulies' party. She's not even Greek, is she? I bet Bailey fucked her too.
TJ goes upstairs to help Dina. Lane looks around more when her cell phone rings again. She makes a mad dash to grab it and answers it in a low whisper.
Bailey? What the hell? What do you mean, where am I? Kidnapped by your psycho ex-girlfriend. Don't tell me to calm down. I'm stuck here at Dina's while TJ consoles her for sleeping with you. I don't know. This is your fault. Fix this.
Lane hangs up on Bailey and tippy-toes out to the patio, helping herself to a beer. After a short while, TJ opens the glass slider and steps outside. Lane has her pants rolled up and her feet in the hot tub.
Well, so much for talking. She was in full-blown Sunset Boulevard mode and basically passed out.
That's kind of dramatic, isn't it?
Once again, you're missing the entire point.
You know, you guys are so busy making Bailey out to be this awful person. Well, I'm sorry. Dina's a big girl and was fully consensual, so I think there's more than one person to blame here.
Please, Bailey preys on people like Dina. It's all a quest to her. She did the same thing to me. She turns up the heat till you can't take it anymore. Then you give in, and she backs up.
Again, you're to blame too. It's like you guys are mad at yourselves, so you take it out on her.
This infuriates TJ, who is closer to Lane, who's standing now ready for her.
Listen, I thought I was in love with her.
That's bullshit, and you know it. You knew you were heading out on that Faith Hill tour. You knew she would never go with you or wait for you, and you got involved anyway. You should be mad at yourself.
Fuck off.
Fuck you. You know I'm right.
You are not.
Lane is within an inch of TJ.
I am, too.
There's a total silence hanging in the air except their breathing. Lane stares TJ in the eyes. TJ stares right back. In that very instant, TJ kisses Lane, who responds passionately. They simultaneously start undressing each other, barely taking their lips off one another until they're naked in the steamy hot tub. As TJ climbs into Lane's lap and begins a slower, more intense grind, Bailey is walking in the unlocked front door. She looks around a little and makes her way to the foot of the stairs before catching an eyeful of the hot tub sex happening right there in front of her. She is floored. Just then, Dina appears at the top of the stairs in her robe.
Holy shit!
What are you doing here? Where's TJ?
I don't know. I came here to talk to you.
You did? Where's my flowers? Where's my kiss? Are you over me already? Just hours after we had sex?
Are you drunk? I smell ouzo.
Remind you of Juliana Margulies?
Bailey nervously looks out toward the patio where Lane and TJ are madly making love and starts up the stairs to divert Dina from coming down and seeing what's going on.
Juliana Margulies? What? The chick from ER? Come on, let me take you back to bed.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not bagging me twice in one night. I'm not that stupid.
Quit talking like that. You make me sound like a deer hunter.
Bailey makes her way up the stairs to Dina.
I didn't say you can come up here.
I made an executive decision. Come on, you're making me nervous by the stairs. Give me your hand.
Don't touch me.
That's a far cry from what you were saying earlier tonight.
I'm not one of your whores, Bailey.
Ow, fuck. Give me your hand, Dina.
Oh, I hit you. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, baby. I didn't mean to. I would never. I love you. Wait. No, I don't. You're a user, and you don't care, and you're a meanie and a bully. I don't love you. Oh, but you're sexy as hell.
Dina plants a long, hot kiss on Bailey's lips. Tune in to season 2 when everyone wakes up at Dina's house.